Extract 4. Pigs.
Oh, one pig died because it ate too much. Oh,
oh, it was really?
Voting. Oh, they were terrible, the pigs. They made a dreadful row in the morning. It was feeding time. And one pig, it was a young pig about that size, you know, middling. And it was dead. It was lying there. I've never seen a dead pig before.
The children saw it, did they?
Oh, they were engrossed, you know. Nice. They thought this was wonderful. And they asked why it was dead. And the farmer apparently didn't want his wife to know because he'd overfed them before and she'd been furious. And of course he was trying to keep it from her, but all the kids were agog about this dead pig and he was telling them not to tell the farmer's wife and all this. This pig was absolutely dead, so they put it on. They have a sort of smouldering heat that smoulders all the time, so they went to burn the pig. And all the kids were hanging over the gate watching this pig. And they were very, very taken that the pig had died because it had eaten too much, you know.
What a marvellous gift.
A moral in that somewhere.
But didn't one pig eat another pig?
Yes, well, that was before we were there. Oh no, yes, one of the mothers.
That's
yes,
really
it had piglets and it had all the litter.
That ain't anything, is it?
Yes.
Typewriters, babies,
yes, oh yes, because the, when they fed the pigs, they all had to stand well back. They were allowed to take the buckets, but they weren't allowed to get near the pigs.
Ah, well, we took some children on a visit to Enfield's Environmental Study Centre the other day, and they have various animals around there, one of which is a pig. I'm like, Pinky, that's right. And all the children stood round the outside, like this of the fence, you see, and this large, slumbering pig was allowed out into the mud, and each child was given a slice of carrot, you see, and they poked it through, and then this pig, twice a day, you see, because they had two visits a day, so twice a day this pig was fed by 20 slices of carrots. Pig, you looked a very happy pig.
But these pigs varied because some of the pigs they you could sort of just walk through them, but other pigs you couldn't go near because they'd bite you and eat you and this sort of thing.
They're a horrible, filthy, snorting thing.
Oh,
they are revolting, aren't they? Although a friend of ours who was so passionately fond of pigs that he came from Norfolk, you see, and he came to the Midlands to teach, and I think he was very sad for the lost fields of Norfolk or something, because whenever we were out, he would stop the car. If ever he saw or smelt sign of a pig, the car stopped. It didn't matter where it was, and he went out looking for the pigs and would lean over and talk to them fondly, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
These dirty, shuffling monsters in
really
acres of mud.
Pigs.
Yes, he was. I could never come to terms with it.